Has this been, I don't know, like a dream season for you so far?
It's been really good. It's been better than I hoped for, and obviously I've been putting a lot of time to be prepared during the summer, and it's been paying off.
Sonny, did it look like tonight you guys just played with a lot of speed and pace into your game?
Yeah, I mean that's how we want to play, and when we do it, we're a tough team to beat, and we're creating a lot of scoring chances. So that's the mindset we're gonna have to have every game.
A lot of odd man rushes you guys got off the from the Canadians. Any reason for that? Or
I think as we was talking about, just coming with a lot of speed, and even in the forecheck and stuff like that, we're making them turn the puck over, and as you said, we had a lot of odd man rushes, and maybe we should score a couple more goals.
Were you moving it just with, you know, out of the defensive zone? It seemed like everything was clean, moving it up the ice.
Yeah, great first passes by our demons, and that finding the middle and the centerman building up speed, and that's how we want to play. And that's when we do that, we'll play fast.
Ruby was talking this morning about one of the problems at home is getting early power plays and not scoring on them. What did it mean to get that one today?
I mean, it's always good to score in a power play. Always good for those guys to get some the confidence. And Thomas was on the right spot today, and it was an important goal.
Did you and Ryan just kind of see a chance there where you can jump in and get a 2-on-1 on that shorthanded goal?
Yeah, I don't know how I got the puck, but Carl kind of swinging it, and it just ended up in my skate. So I saw right away that we're going to have a 2-1. So obviously O'Reilly is a way better passer than me, so I was just trying to give it to him as quick as possible.
You put a little bit of a move on Price, though, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It works sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't work. I'm happy it worked today.
Have you ever faced him before where, you know, you're going in on him on a breakaway and you just try to kind of figure out what's the best way to beat him? Or?
I don't know. I didn't think a whole lot. I was just that was the first thing that came to my mind, and I did it, and it worked out.
That helps, right?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you should do that more often.
What would you think of your goalie tonight? Another strong game by Binnington, huh?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, make some really big saves there, and he's been playing really well, even in practice too. He's been really good, and you can see that he got a lot of confidence after that win in Philadelphia. So hopefully he can just keep rolling with it.
What does that do to the skaters on the ice? When he saves, like one of those big saves at a clutch moment. Just what does that do for the skaters on the ice?
I think it's everyone feels like, okay, he stepped up, made a big save, he kept us in this game, and now we just keep going with this momentum that he gets for us with that save. So it's always good to be up. I think the whole bench was standing up there at that save, and it was a really nice save.